This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's hurricane season, and flood insurance is on the minds of many homeowners, especially because rates are about to soar. A law goes into effect next year, eliminating FEMA's flood insurance subsidies. And the government is updating 30-year-old maps to expand areas at risk for flooding, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
It's open mic night at Thai Rock Bar and Restaurant in Rockaway Beach, Queens.
My restaurant is built on a pier.
Robert Caskell is the owner. The deck is full of lights, but the inside of the restaurant is walled off with plasterboard, still from Superstorm Sandy.
It was horrible. Our home was destroyed, just destroyed it. We moved into my restaurant, which has an upper floor, but the whole downstairs of the restaurant was destroyed.
But there's more on Caskell's mind than renovations right now. New insurance rates.
I've heard talk about a typical house might be as much as 30 grand a year.
That's the high end, says a FEMA advisor. The new flood maps mean many more Americans will have to get flood insurance. Without subsidies, policyholders will have to pay higher rates. For many, much higher. Caskell fears his working class community will get swept away, not by the seas, but by premiums.
The insurance is going to become so expensive that the only people that will be able to live in properties like this are the wealthy.
FEMA acknowledges the changes could create hardship. It has limited funds to lessen the financial impact and says homeowners can keep premiums down by making improvements, like elevating their homes.
The challenge that we have in a dense urban environment like New York is that it's simply infeasible or just very expensive.
Seth Pinsky is president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation. He's lobbying FEMA for easier ways to reduce premiums. Some politicians elsewhere are pushing to delay the higher premiums, and that has Steve Ellis worried. He's with Taxpayers for Common Sense.
If we're not pricing it appropriately, it serves as an incentive to actually develop and locate in high-risk areas,
which could leave taxpayers footing FEMA's bill.
This is a program that is now more than $24 billion in the hole.
In the end, someone will pay for the next disaster. The question is who? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.